Ta means a head. Chikan means the wholeheartedness, means the simplicity in manifestation of your life in simplicity. Okay, that is the chikan. Okay? One-pointedness, we say. And ta of the taza means to hit. Okay? To hit means not just to the fire. You know the kendo. I always give example kendo. If you have, if you practice kendo and with the bamboo sword and having a mask, just like a fencing, Western fencing. Yeah, have you ever seen? And then if you hit the head, you have to hit the head right there, exactly. Right point. And then you can get the point. But if your sword slipped a little bit from the point, you cannot get the point. Even though you say, "Oh, I got it," you know, the screaming, you know, yeah, like this. It is just a sound, okay? You cannot get the point. So if you want to scan, if you want to sitting, you have to hit the right head on the zazen, okay? Right head. Not side of the head of zazen. But usually everyone always hitting the side of the zazen and then they feel good. Because dreaming, daytime, daydreaming, and sometimes sleeping was mixed up with samadhi, concentration. But sleeping, that concentration is exactly like sleeping. So everyone always hit the side of the head of zazen. Okay? But if you want to do zazen, you have to hit the right head. Okay? That is called to hit. Taza. Za means the zazen. And then if you hit the right head of a zazen, then it is called shikan. That way to do something is called effort, named wholeheartedness, okay? One-pointedness. Is that okay? This is shikan taza. Beyond your speculation, okay? Good or bad, right or wrong, you have to do it. It's not an idea. Okay? Any other questions? Yes. Well, hitting, if you hit the side of the head, you should realize you have hit the side of the head. Okay. And then you try always, you must be the mindful of where is the right top of the head, okay? And then aiming at the top of the head, constantly, alright? That's your effort. From the with your whole body and mind, you should taste it. Where is the top of the head of zazen, right? Right top. Taste it. Okay? With your consciousness, with your whole body and mind. Anyway, but still you don't know. You don't touch the right top of your head. But with your consciousness, with your body, anyway, try. Okay? Try to aim at. Try to be mindful. That is a practice of mindfulness, all right? Then, someday, sometimes, you can hit organically, automatically. So don't disappoint it. Even though you hit the side of the head, that's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine, okay? But it's not good. It's not good. So you must be always participate in the teaching of no substantiality. In other words, no idea of your understanding. Even though you understand this is good zazen, no, you must be free from it. Even though you feel the bad zazen, you must be free from it. And then what you have to do is be mindful of the right top of the head, constantly aiming at that top of the head, anywhere constantly. Then next, do it. Okay? Who do it? I don't know. Something allows you to do to hit the right top of your head. If you practice like this, what I mentioned, always, someday, somewhere, sometimes you can hit completely beyond realization or completely beyond your speculation. You can hit the right head, and then it makes you surprised. It's really a new surprise. Have you ever experienced this one? So you were studying the business and painting, photograph, whatever you do. Always you are always surprised. You know? So don't disappoint it, but don't be proud of yourself too much. Anyway, be free always. Proud or disappointed, despair, be free from it. And then constantly you should taste and you should be mindful of where is the right top of the head. And then continue practicing. That's very important.